Hey, I'm Sandy.
And I'm Christy.
And we're a little bit dead. That was good this time.
Well, speaking of which, our first episode, that went unedited intentionally because it had us both laughing. Y'all were warned, we're novices.
Yeah, it was funny. I fully was gonna edit it, and then I listened back to it, and I was making myself laugh, and I was like, I can't, it's too funny.
My daughter asked me, Mom, did y'all mean to put that on the air unedited?
Yes, we did. I thought it was hilarious. So, we are at the flower shop again recording.
Yes.
And do you want to tell about
Okay. I told y'all last week that this week we would let you know where we're recording, what room we're recording in. We are at Sandy's Flower Shop, and we're in the casket room.
Yes, I have a area at the flower shop that is kind of set up like a funeral home. I've got a casket with a casket spray and some arrangements around, and it's kind of a display area where people can look at what I can do, and I can bring my stuff in here and take pictures. And
I mean, and it's not used, so
it's new. It's a new casket. But yeah, so that's where we record our podcast.
I just thought that was so fitting.
It is funny. Yeah, I've had some people walk in here and like make me open it so they can see that there's nobody in there.
No, they did not.
Yes, I had a lady come in here and flip out. It was hilarious. So,
okay.
Yeah, so that's where we record our podcast about us being a little bit dead inside.
That's right.
So, as of the last time I checked, which was just a few minutes ago, we have 28 listeners.
Oh, nice.
I'm super excited about it.
We appreciate every single one of you.
Absolutely. So, tell your friends. So, I also know we did say that we were not going to talk about politics.
Yes.
But I just want to say, everyone be kind.
Be good humans.
Be good people. Be good humans. We can all have differing opinions. We don't all have to agree on everything.
And that's okay.
And it's okay not to agree, but just be nice.
Agreed.
Be kind. And also, I would encourage you, if you are getting your source of news from only one source, maybe pick a second source.
Branch out.
Broaden your horizons. Listen to different opinions.
I've learned a lot this year.
Yeah.
I started branching out to listening to podcast news
this year. I get a little bit of news from everywhere. So
it's different.
Yeah. So just calm down and be kind.
That's right.
That's all I'm going to say about politics.
I think that is the best advice. What?
I don't know. It made a noise.
That was me. That was somebody shopping. Oopsie. Somebody just got a new outfit. And they're happy.
Yay. So you picked the topic for this week.
I did. Okay, so this week I wanted to talk about, we're calling this episode, We See Dead People. Okay, so this is a little bit strange, but we did say we were going to talk about some different things and weird things.
Yes.
And I like that weird word.
Yeah. And it's like every time you and I, as new friends, start having a conversation in our real lives, we're like, oh, shit, we should save this for the podcast.
Okay, so this is one that we kind of did touch on a little bit face-to-face already, but we can delve in just a little bit deeper. Okay, so no, I don't just see ghosts walking around. I know some people do.
I don't.
But what I do have happen sometimes, I call them visitations. I actually had to look it up to see what in the world this was, because the first time that this happened to me. Okay, so let's talk about this really quick. What is a visitation? Okay, sometimes you can dream about somebody that you love, one of your loved ones that has passed on. You may dream about them, but it's not necessarily a visitation.
Right.
Generally, what's the difference between a visitation and just a regular dream? Usually it's the vividness.
Yeah.
So they feel real. Like the colors are brighter. It's almost like you're stepping into another dimension. You have all your senses. You can see, you can smell, you can feel, you can taste, you can hear every bit of it. It's just very, very vivid. When I was 24 years old, my best friend, she was 26 years old, she passed away. She was in a house fire, and it was a really hard.
I can't imagine.
Yeah, that was such a hard loss, you know, besides the fact that I was so young. And when you're that age, yes, I was married already, but she was like part of my family, you know.
Yeah.
My husband just loved her so much, too. My kids, they called her Aunt Sharon, you know. She was somebody just so vital to our lives. And when she passed away, I was absolutely not at peace with her being gone. I remember thinking I would see her driving down the road, you know. Just completely in denial that she was gone. She did not have an open casket funeral. So, you know, your mind can kind of play tricks on you and stuff.
Yeah. It's hard when you don't have that, like, visual, like, closure.
Right, exactly. It's almost like there was no, her funeral was not closure for me.
Yeah. I understand you completely on
it
that.
It took some time, years going down the road, and the first time that I had this type of dream, this visitation type of dream, she came to see me, and I just remember I walked into a room, she was in this room, I didn't even think twice about it, I just ran up to her, and I hugged her. I could feel, it's like there was a wind or something, and it was blowing her hair, I could feel her hair blowing across my skin,
yeah.
You know? I could smell her perfume, and it smelled exactly like she smelled.
Yeah.
You know, it was just so, so real. And, you know, this dream with her in it, it happened a few times. When I turned 40, it was actually right before my 40th birthday, I saw her. She came in a dream again.
Oh, wow.
And I told her, I said, "What are you doing here? You're dead." And she just laughed at me and she said, "I might be dead, but I'm not the one about to turn 40. I mean, that is exactly something she would have said.
She came to tell you happy birthday.
She did. She
That's
did.
Cool.
And then there was another time that I saw her. After my daughter, she, this is wild, to have the same thing happened to her when she was 16. Her best friend was also in a house fire. And this was right before my oldest daughter's wedding day. I had another dream. Now, this time, I was standing on my front porch, and I looked across the road, and there was my friend Sharon, and she was holding hands with somebody, and they were both just waving at me.
Oh,
I'm waving right now, y'all, in case you can't see that.
I'm looking across the table at you, waving back.
They were just standing there holding hands, and they were waving, and right before I woke up, I realized that this was Brittany's best friend. It was her best friend that Sharon
was
standing there with her. And they were just letting me know, "Hey, we're here," you know.
That's cool.
So it just got me thinking, you know, what kind of moments in our life are we going through that we experience these kind of visitations? Now, I know some people will tell me, "Well, you were just dreaming." Listen,
no.
If you have not experienced it, it's not the same thing.
I have very vivid dreams, exactly like what you're talking about. But my dreams are either, I don't get visitations. I've had dreams about loved ones that have passed and this and that. Most of my dreams are about something that has happened or will happen. And so I'll have a dream and it's like super vivid. I remember everything about it. And then, like, it could be a week or years later. And then, you know how sometimes you get the deja vu?
Mm.
It's because I dreamed about it. I used to keep a dream journal. I need to do that again because I have crazy vivid dreams of, like, you can touch and feel and all the things, and you know you're dreaming, but a lot of mine are either something that has already happened or is going to happen in the future, and then when that thing happens eventually.
Well, you know, I've read up on, because I know that this does not happen. It's not just me.
No.
I have read up on it. It does happen to other people. And what causes it to happen. Because it's not like you're going to sleep and saying, I'm going to dream this person and I'm going to see them.
Some people can do that.
Well, this does not happen for me. This is not how that's happened. At least I don't have that ability to do that. Most of the time, everything that I've read about it, it says it usually happens during moments of grief or if you're having life transitions.
Mm-hmm.
Another story, this is something that recently happened. So my sister, there was only two of us. We grew up together, just us two girls. She passed away recently. And it wasn't a peaceful, oh, she's gone.
Yeah.
She collapsed. She stopped breathing. Her heart stopped beating. Her daughter had to do CPR. Mm-hmm. And they were able to get her pulse back. It was a horrendous 3 weeks almost.
Yeah.
Of being in ICU. She was on a ventilator. We're trying to figure out what kind of brain activity that she had, and inside of my gut, I felt like that, I don't know, I felt like whenever I was in the room with her, I felt like she could hear me, but it just in my gut, I just kept saying, and I even told my husband, I just don't know if she's hearing me with her ears. It's almost like not with those ears, you know. I felt like that her spirit just was not there inside of her body, and this did come down to a decision where we had to decide. I say we, her family. It's so heartbreaking that they had to make the decision to take her off of life support. But right before that happened, it was probably a week before that happened, I had went to bed. And I just know I opened my eyes and I thought I was in the hospital. But I walked into the room and it was not her hospital room. It was like a bedroom, but it was not her bedroom at home, though. Mm. It was just different. There was windows everywhere. I imagine just because it was so bright in the room, it was like natural light, you know? Yeah. And she was sitting up in the bed with her feet crossed, kind of Indian style. And she had people that were standing around the bed, and she was talking to them and laughing. They were so happy, you know? And I'm just standing there thinking, what is going on? And when she finally realized I was standing at the door, she looked up at me and I said, you can see me, you know, because, well, the doctors had told us that the part of her brain that affected vision, that it was gone. We knew that if she did wake up, she would not be able to see. And she looked right at me. I knew she was looking at me, you know, and I said, you can see. And she said, I'm healed. She said, I'm completely healed. And I just ran up to her and I hugged her. And it just did not really hit me until after I woke up from that dream and had time to really think about it. You know, wait a minute. She looked different. She didn't look her age. I'll tell you that. She did not look her age. She looked more like when we were in our 30s, maybe.
Yeah.
She didn't have gray roots in her hair.
Bless her.
We're not going to discuss mine right now.
You know,
but it was just different, you know?
Yeah, something similar happened. Well, let me tell you about my experience when my mom passed. My mom had leukemia. She was in the hospital for a bone marrow transplant at Medical City during COVID, so she couldn't really have visitors, so I couldn't be there, and also I had... Anyway, it was a mess. And so, she said, I don't want you to come up here, because if I went up there, I wasn't allowed to leave the hospital. I wasn't allowed to go outside. If I went to the hospital, I had to stay in her room all the time. So I didn't go. She was like, I don't want you to do that. Don't do that. and we'll drive each other crazy. And so, while she was up there having all this treatment, she had a stroke. And there was complications and whatever, and she just never opened her eyes again. And they called me and said, you should come. So I said, okay. So I got up there. And all the doctors and all the nurses are like, she can come back from this. She's trying to breathe over the ventilator and, like, different things like that. Mm-hmm. But in my mind, I was like, we'll do this for a little while, but I don't feel like... There was a point where she was, like, opening her eyes, and later I found out, oh, that's because she was in pain. Because they had cut her pain medicine back to try and get her to wake up. And so, and they didn't tell me that until later, but she was opening her eyes because she was in pain, but she wasn't able to wake up.
Yeah.
And so, you know, and I would just go over there and talk to her and say, Mama, if you can find a way to just come talk to me in a dream, or, and I told her that all the time. She's like, come talk to me. Tell me what to do. Tell me what you want. All of that. And she never did, ever. And I don't know if she couldn't, didn't want to. I don't know. But that was hard.
It's such a hard thing to go through.
It is, and it's like, bless it. I
can talk about it right now. I've had days, even recently, where I would have people come into where I work and they would start asking questions, and I'm immediately saying, okay, we're gonna talk about anything but that.
And my mom, everybody in town knew my mom. Everybody loved little Norma. And so, you know, I still get people that, like, come in and want to cry with me about how much they miss her. And I'm like, I want to hear it.
I know.
But you have to, like, I feel like I have to let other people say what they want to say. And
I always think about, you know, when you have these dreams, there's got to be a purpose for the visitation. Is it because they're coming to bring you comfort? I really believe that with Sharon, my friend that died.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that that was the whole point of those dreams, because, I mean, I had a hard time. You know, I became so introverted that I wouldn't even let other people in at all.
Yeah.
Did not try to have other friendships, part of the relationship. It had to have affected my marriage as well. Yeah. And my husband was close to her too. And so that was just such a difficult time. It hurt my heart to see my kids grieve, you know?
Yeah. I did have dreams. And I've talked to you about this a little bit, not a lot, because it's weird. There we go with the weird again. But I was having dreams of finding my mother in different places. She was a mail carrier, and I knew her mail route, and so sometimes she would call me and be like, hey, bring me a bottle of water, or bring me a sandwich, or whatever. I'm on this road. And so I would just, anyway, I'll have these dreams where I'm driving her mail route, looking for her. Not looking for her, because I know she's dead, but then I find her car, and she'll go, haha, I'm not dead, isn't that funny? And laugh. And that happened so many times. And, like, one time I dreamed I was shopping somewhere, and I was having this dream about looking at all these clothes and crap. And then I look across, and there's my mom with one of her friends going, haha, I'm not dead, isn't that funny?
That is not funny.
I didn't think it was funny. And one night, I woke my husband up doing this, and he was like, what is wrong with you? But I woke up in the middle of the night from having one of those type of dreams, and I was like, if you can't be nice to me in a dream, don't come to me anymore. I don't want to talk to you. I was angry because I don't think that was my mother. I think that was my brain doing what brains do. But anyway, my husband was like, are you okay? Because I was screaming in the bedroom, just sat up in the bed, just, you know. And then the only other dream that I've had about somebody that's passed was my grandmother. And I needed to talk to her. I wanted to talk to her. and I walked in the kitchen door, and she was sitting there doing her crossword puzzle at the kitchen table. And she went, it was like I was a ghost, and she ignored me. And I sat down at the kitchen table and was like, I need to talk to you about all these things that are going on. You look up and talk to me. And she was like, doing her crossword puzzle.
Mm.
That's my experience with the dream aspect of
things. So you can like kind of see the difference between the dreams and the visitations.
Yeah. That was not a visitation. That was brain being grieving brain.
I mean, I'm not saying that somebody couldn't come in a visitation and be mean, but I just don't think that somebody who really loved you would do that.
No, I don't. I think that was just my brain being sad and devastated, and the fact that I did not, because by the time I got to the hospital, my mother was unconscious,
mm-hmm.
and she never woke back up, so I did not get to say anything. I mean, I said all the things to her, how much I love you, how much, you know, all those things, but I don't think she was there for those conversations.
Yeah.
And then it was weeks of it dragging on, and
I don't know why it took them so long to be 100% honest with us. I don't know if it's because you need to say the words, please be blunt. I'm not sure, but it took a long time before they finally said her brain activity. By Texas state law, she was not considered brain dead because she had activity in the brain stem, but the part of her brain that, you know, the part that makes you, it was gone. And I really do believe that was the reason that she appeared in that dream. I believe that she was letting me know she's healed.
Yeah, absolutely.
But it was not in this body, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I agree with you on that. Yeah, and I think, you know, the whole situation with my mom was, I was a broken person when I lost my mom. And so I just think my brain went off the deep end, which I take medication about that now, so it's all good. But yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that.
No, absolutely not. I'm a proponent of depression medication and anxiety medication. And
if you need it, it's okay to take it.
Absolutely get on it.
Yep. Your mental health is important.
BetterHelp, please sponsor us.
Please sponsor us, BetterHelp. I did have another dream that I had thought about sharing that I have not talked to you about. Okay, so now this is a little bit different. And y'all, I know, once again, I know I'm not the only one, because I did talk to somebody else who had almost identical the same dream. So I dreamed it was one of the houses that we used to live in. This house actually was my dream house, by the way. I have actually lived in my dream house, and then my husband hated the town we were in, and we sold it.
Oh,
but
well,
but I got to live there.
Now.
I am too. I got to live there, though. But on the outside, whenever you're looking at the house, it's my house that I lived in. But when I walked inside of this house, all these people, and these are all like friends that I know and love right now, you know, they were all inside of the house, and it was like a housewarming party. They were welcoming me into my home, and everything inside was either white or stainless steel. It was like perfect, which, by the way, if you ever walk into my house, it is not perfect by any means.
Mine either.
I'm a little eclectic.
Same.
Just a little. But no, this house had nothing out of place. It was spotless, and it just looked immaculate. But it was full of all these people that I love, you know?
That's cool.
And so I was like, okay, this is my house. I just knew, okay, it was a dream, but this is my house. And my two daughters, they said, Mom, let's go upstairs. And I was like, there is no upstairs. This was a single-story house. But lo and behold, they took me to the staircase, and it went upstairs.
Cool.
So when we went upstairs, the next floor up, it was full of things like from my kids' childhood, from my childhood. I mean, it looked like the same style of the home that I grew up in.
Yeah.
I was time ago. It was old, but it was all nostalgic, you know, like yeah. Rubik's Cubes and Care Bears, you know. I mean,
yeah,
it was,
yeah.
You know, it was full of things like that. And the girls were going off and they were looking at all these things because it was things that they used to play with when they were younger.
Yeah.
And then I found another staircase. So I went up the staircase again, but this time I was by myself. And when I went up to that third floor, which, by the way, once again, this was a single-story house. When I went up on that third floor, it was dark. It was gray, dingy, cobwebs, wallpaper peeling off the walls.
Spooky.
Yeah, it was very spooky. And I was just thinking, what the heck, you know? And I woke up.
Don't you hate that?
I know, but I was like, okay, dream interpretation for dummies here, you know, I have to know what's
okay.
going on,
yeah.
you know, and I started looking up dreams when people dream about houses, when people dream about houses with three stories. There's apparently whole articles out there about this. So this is what I got out of that. Whenever I went into that first floor of that house, that was my current life. That was the, like, my future.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, when you went up on the second floor, that was the nostalgia of my past. That was things that brought me joy. It was my children. It was, you know, those comforts of home. But on that upper floor, where it was old and just dark and dusty and cobwebby, you know, those were the parts of our life that we just need to get rid of. You know, shuck it off. That's in the past. Maybe it's something that we're going through that's in the past that we need to let it go.
Yeah, okay. That makes sense.
But, you know, all those things that bring you comfort, that's all well and good. But, you know, I think that my mind was telling me it's time to live in the present.
Yeah.
I had new friends at that time.
Okay.
I had new things happening in my life at that time. I'm a grandmother now.
Look at you,
grandma. I know.
I'm so excited to be your grandma. I can't stand it. I'm so excited.
Yeah, both of my daughters had babies 4 weeks apart, so I have a granddaughter and I have a grandson.
Oh, gosh. Let me tell you about a dream while we're on dreams for a minute. And this is not that long ago. And I kept dreaming. This has been within the last 5 years. I had this recurring dream of being pregnant.
Oh, that's a nightmare.
And I have fully had a hysterectomy. I've got 4 grandkids. I would absolutely not. I would lose my mind.
I feel bad that I just said that's a nightmare. I loved having children, but at this point in my life, that would be a nightmare.
at my age that I am now, having lived the life that I've lived and raised kids to adulthood, I would not do it again.
No.
Absolutely not. And so, but I kept having this dream of being pregnant. And every now and then, I would have this teeny tiny baby that was about this big. And that I had...
Y'all, her fingers are like 2 inches apart.
Like, yeah, like, I would have this little 2-inch baby. Like, inch and a half, 2-inch baby. I would have this teeny tiny little baby, and I had to keep up with it. And I kept losing it all the time. And I finally looked up, like, dream interpretation of, like, being pregnant, having babies, and all this crazy. And I was like, what is going on? And, the only thing I could come up with was, like, when you open your own business, it's like your baby.
Okay.
And so you're, like, constantly worried about what your business is doing and what to do next and, like, all of that. And but, yeah, I was...
Very true.
Oh, God. I was pregnant a lot in my sleep, and I hated it.
Oh, gosh.
It was awful. And then the teeny tiny 2-inch baby.
That's worse than keeping up with a gigapet. Did you ever have one of those?
Oh, my God, I did. I did. I had one of those things. God. The 90s were a time to be alive.
I was a mama already in the 90s.
See, I was too young to enjoy the 80s properly.
Oh, man, that was the days.
Yeah.
I sound like a real old person there.
We're not that far apart in age.
No, but good times. I think that I can look back on it all and say it's been a good life. It's been an interesting life. It's been a good one.
It's been interesting. It's been a lot of twists and turns.
But isn't that the exciting part of life, though?
Oh, yeah.
you know?
Yeah, I guess.
Mm. It's never boring.
You know, every now and then I just think, if this week could just be boring and nothing crazy.
Oh, okay, yeah, I've been there. I have been guilty the past 2 weeks of saying I'm ready to get back to normal, and then as soon as I say the word normal, it makes me giggle.
Yeah.
Because I'm not.
No.
I'm not normal. Same. We don't have normal lives.
Absolutely not. There's something going on constantly.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I hope that we have not scared you away talking about weird things, but we're going to talk about something else weird next week. I don't know what it is yet.
Oh. We can talk about ghosties.
Okay. Ooh, I'll just be coming back from my trip when we get to meet next week.
Oh, yes. Yeah, I'm going to talk about some ghost things that have happened to me.
Okay.
And I think that'll be a good topic for next time.
But just out of curiosity, because we do have email if you guys want to contact us. If anybody else has an interesting story that's related to these things we talked about tonight, share your stories with
us. Tell us about your dreams.
I would love to hear it.
Tell us about your visitations. Christy would love to hear it. I would love to hear it.
Yep.
And if we get enough stories, we'll do an episode about it, and we'll like read your emails like a listener episode.
I think that would be amazing.
Yeah, so our email is weirlilbitdead. It's weirlilbitdead at gmail.com.
Fantastic.
And we're working on Apple Podcasts. I still haven't figured it out. Somebody with a bigger brain than me is going to have to figure that one out. You can listen to us everywhere else you can get a podcast. We're working on Patreon. We're working on social media.
Yeah.
We're getting there. They don't like the name of our podcast. So.
Yeah, we're going to have to rework that. Yeah. I was shut down by Facebook. They said that we did not meet the community standards.
Do we meet any community standards, though? I mean, to be honest.
I don't know.
Well, that's all for this week, and we'll talk to y'all next week.
Yes.
Email us, find us, and yay.
We'll see you guys later.
Okay, let's go drink another beer.
Yes, let's do it. Bye.
All right, bye guys.